We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They've backed him because he's Sullivan's guy. The new GM doesn't really believe in goalies.
Here's the reason why I disagree with you. As much as I've killed Jari and think he can't play in a big game to save his life, and he's also oftentimes injured for those games, at least I've seen him have stretches where he's been good.
Well,
I can't say that about Ryan Graves, Malzi.
I know. Well, Donnie's going to be on after us. He's Ernie Banks today. And producing Donnie will be Charlie Gorgeous Borges, who is a huge Devils fan. And I will give him props for this to the end of time. This is his Christmas Day. He said he's a huge hockey guy.
He said it was his Christmas Eve, which makes me think he comes from one of those families where Christmas Eve was bigger than Christmas.
He amended to Christmas Day. But I like Chris. I prefer the Eves to the day, don't you?
So do
you?
I. Oh, yes.
A lot of anticipation. You still have fun. He said to us when they signed Graves, because remember, you and I weren't trying to pretend like we had been watching Devils games all year. We were like, decent signing, right? He goes, no, the guy sucks. I'm glad he's gone. Like that was right on the money.
If you wanted to be an Anthony Beauvillier expert, you would have needed to watch Vancouver, Chicago, and Nashville last year.
Do you think Jeff and South Park watched a combined, so those three teams, 10 of their games where they were not playing the Penguins?
No, I don't think his wife is so hot, he claims he doesn't have time for stuff like that. Plus, he's got a young kid. And heavy metal needs to be listened to. And whatnot. Beauvillier, I'll give him credit for this. He did play in all six of Nashville's playoff games. That's more than Matt Grizzlick, the defenseman from the Bruins who they signed, who suited up for a grand total of one Bruins playoff game during their two-round run last year. One.
It's impressive.
Couldn't wait to get him out of
the lineup.
It's
impressive that Beauvillier
played
both for Nashville and the team that beat Nashville last year. The Canucks and the Preds.
You don't see that every day.
No, you really don't.
And I think Kevin Hayes, even though they did not, St. Louis came up short and missed the playoffs, he got scratched late in the year.
He's not good anymore. He's slow.
He's not.
He's big and he's slow.
Yep.
There's
he's
nothing
Jeff Carter 2.0.
And everybody likes him because he does have, obviously, a lot of tragedy in his family life that he's overcome with his brother, and he's known as like one of the league's likable good guys. And
was Brian Boyle at the end of his career.
Right.
He couldn't skate anymore, Chris. And
right.
Look at the way they acted for Jeff Carter's last game. Whipty friggin' do.
Big Jeff Carter.
Speaking of Jeff, here's Jeff in South Park. Hello, Jeff.
All right, what was that question you just asked? How many
combined Predators, Canucks, and Blackhawks games did you watch last year where their opponent was not the Penguins? So you had no my hometown team is playing reason to watch. Did you watch at least 10 games involving those teams in the regular season?
No way.
Nashville played Vancouver in the first round, did they not?
I'm not counting playoff games. I'm talking regular season
games.
Okay,
well, then that throws a wrench into it. Okay.
You don't want to answer this question. Yes? What are you doing here? Don't try to get to 10.
Okay, so back in the day, I mean, as you know, I'm from Ohio. Back in the day, when I started making it a point to watch every single Penguins game, the cable I had when I was first an adult man living not in his parents' house did not have the Penguin Station, whatever it was called at the time, Fox Sports Pittsburgh or whatever. So I did pay for the center ice package for 2 years. And then by some miracle, my cable did add the Penguins channel. But back when I had the center ice package with the intention of having it just so I could watch all the Penguins games, because I was technically out of market.
Yep.
It was expensive and I was young. So what did I do? I made it a point to get my money's worth out of that thing. And I watched games all the time.
Now, this was pre-Mrs. Whenever Jeff in South Park, right? This is when
you're a single guy living outside the parents' home.
You were not going out and partying. You were staying at home and watching Nashville and Anaheim on a Friday night.
Well, maybe not Nashville and Anaheim, but I would go through the guide on a given day, and I'd be like, what is the best non-Penguins matchup tonight? Mm. And I would watch that, and I watched a lot of hockey games. And there is a small part of me that does kind of miss those days. But I live here in Pittsburgh now. I have
wife and kid, but nothing was better than when you had access to all 82 of the Columbus Blue Jackets.
I'm not going to rip Jeff, because you have a wife and kid, I have a wife and two kids, and we all have a little tiny percentage of us that loves we'd rather have our life now 100 times out of 100, but sometimes you think it'd be great to just get some pizzas and drinks and just, not my case, pizza, but you know what I mean, and watch sports all day.
Jeff, you live and die with these Penguins. How are you feeling about the state of affairs right now?
I'm not used to having such an unserious hockey team to worry about. They strike me as unserious right now. And I honestly don't know what they're going to do with that cap space that they cleared out with the Riley Smith trade. Don't get me wrong, I'm glad he's gone. I mean, I guess Vladimir Tarasenko's still out there.
But you're a smart guy, Jeff. You listen to everything Dubas says. This is your favorite team. You analyze this team at a pretty high level. You like to call in with thoughtful responses. You know as well as we do, there aren't guys out there. And the way Dubas is talking, it doesn't even sound like he wants to use that money.
I'm not hearing glass half full, Jeff, at all.
He called them an unserious team.
Yes.
That's the glass is breaking, and Jeff might be bleeding here. We have to get a tourniquet for Jeff.
So,
Jeff, we're talking about family life, by the way, on the side.
My God, Jeff is like, he's tongue-tied. He doesn't even know what to say about this team right now.
Jeff, I was trying to rescue
you
here.
Okay.
No, my son, we were talking about family stuff, and I just got a message that popped through my watch, and it was a picture of my son, my older son, crawling through the doggy door. So just as you were, just that visual of a 5.5-year-old crawling through a dog door for some reason. Anyway, you got anything you can...
No, he doesn't. He doesn't know what to say about this team right now. He's depressed about him, is what it sounds like. I hear depression setting in.
It is very depressing.
Do you think that they will make the playoffs either of the next 2 years?
So the weird thing is, like, it didn't seem like they were all that far off. You know, like, what you had been preaching all season long about, if they had league-average power play, it would have been a playoff team. And it's like, I was clinging to that for the longest time. Now I'm just wondering if that's not even the case. If that's not even the case, and maybe their record was only as good as they were because Sid had the great season that he did, and we can't expect that out of him going forward. He's gonna be 37, for crying out loud.
I actually think we can. I'm not that he of the things that I believe could happen in 2025 to derail this team. Sid regressing and playing like a guy in his late 30s is very low on my list. Where he looks human or looks mortal. I don't think that's going to happen this upcoming season.
I guess my bigger worries are Malkin's descent becomes more and decline becomes more precipitous. I know he turned it on at the end of the year, but maybe that's part of being in your late 30s. You can only go at that level for smaller stretches of time. I have worries about Letang, and I have another worry. Does Erik Karlsson ever click with the rest of his teammates on the power play the way he was?
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Supposed to.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We had all kinds of splashes last year on July 1st. The Penguins re-signed Tristan Jarry. They went and spent big money on Ryan Graves. They brought in another guy everyone knew, Lars Eller, from his days with the Capitals. Moves aplenty in Kyle Dubas' first offseason. Penguins fans singing his praises, complimenting him up and down for being so much better than Ron Hextall. Fast forward a year, Penguins had the same exact season, eliminated on the penultimate day of the season. And shrewd spending today. Very little. In Anthony Beauvillier and Matt Grzelcyk, a left shot defenseman.
Grzelcyk. Let's get our guy from, what is it, Charlestown? Suburb of Boston.
Yeah,
let's get his name right.
Take me out.
The town.
Grzelcyk and Beauvillier in. And it's looking like P.O. Joseph is out with that Grzelcyk deal.
Which was weird because the initial spin on no qualifying offer for him was they thought they could come to a different deal for him.
Instead, they've signed Ryan Shea and Grzelcyk today, so I'm guessing that's not going to happen now. All right, let's bring in our guy, Tyler Kennedy, on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. TK, your reaction to what has or hasn't happened so far today for the Pens?
Well, it's kind of crazy, and I like when they don't make too many crazy moves. Like, honestly, I don't think there's a guy out there right now that would change the Penguins' future for next year. You know, there's no one that, like, really changes it, you know? And then when you think of, you know, they let go of P.O., they got rid of Smith. Like, P.O., he had a pretty long runway to prove himself. And I was always waiting. Like, I wanted P.O. to take over where Chris Letang hopefully leaves off. You know, and he's had a lot of opportunity. And what's his fourth year? And he's still being, like, in and out of the lineup. Like, he's had his chance. And I think it is time to move on from P.O. And, again, I think he's a great guy. But, again, I would like to see a little bit more from him. Smith wanted out here from day one.
Yep.
And then when you guys talk about Hextall, like, I think I can do a better job, not having no experience, do a better job than Hextall did with the Penguins.
Put the three of us in charge. We could have been the Three Stooges, and we would have done better than him.
I know, and I think we're really reeling from having him as a GM. I think we're really trying to get back into a competitive team. I think he really hurt us, to be honest, guys. Like, having him as a GM, it hurt us a lot with what we give away, what we got, you know, the contracts we had.
TK, I'm not so sure they're going to be able to be a competitive team. I look at some of these Dubas moves, and it feels a little bit like he's sort of on. He knows in his heart of hearts they need to retool and rebuild or whatever you want to call it, but yeah. They don't want to do that. And I feel like he's almost, I don't know about you, what do you make of this? I think he might be trying to like quietly start rebuilding them. Like, is Beauvillier a really good player? Not by last year's numbers. So I just wonder if he's trying to get some guys on there, but doesn't really think it's probably going to work out in the end and that might be good for them.
I think he's doing low risk chances, you know, with Hayes, you know, like those guys come in and play okay. He's won, you know, like you're never going to get a guy who's making honestly $1 million, who's really going to change your team that much. Let's be honest, you know, like that's the reality of it. And Hayes, I think he's dealt with a lot of injuries. He's a guy we're taking a chance on. We're hoping he can find his game, you know.
My God, that's not the most uplifting thing I've ever heard, though. We're hoping he can live. I mean, that's...
These aren't the Penguins we're used to talking about,
TK. You're not giving me great feelings here, great thoughts, hearing you say that, Tyler.
I know, it sucks. It sucks. I know, it sucks. But, like, it's the truth, you know, like... Guys, when I played in Pittsburgh, okay, this is when I was good. I played 6 years with Pittsburgh. When my career started to go down, I was on four teams in 4 years. When you start getting bounced around from team to team, that shows you're not really wanted that much.
Beauvillier was on three teams last year. Alone, he was on three.
I know.
He was on two teams that played each other in the first round. That's unbelievable.
Are you gonna let a guy like that walk if he means that much to you? No, like again, that's why we're hoping these guys overachieve next year to be successful. You know, but again, like,
so what is the goal of the season?
They're like low chance guys. What?
What do you think is the goal of the season for them next year? Like, what do you think they're trying to do in 2025? The Penguins.
Are they trying to contend? Are they truly trying to contend, in your opinion, with some of these kinds of moves?
For the Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
No. They're trying to make the playoffs. Like when you look, like, if they make the first round of the playoffs, that's a great year in my books. Like, that's a great year.
Man, that's how the mighty have fallen, though, because you would never have said that for how many years in a row with them. Make the first round. Are you kidding me? That's like a birthright in this city.
Yeah, but when you think of, like, guys, when you win back-to-back Stanley Cups and you've had a winner, like, we've been competitive for about 12 years where we were, like, legit, like, from 2008
mm-hmm.
to 2020, 21 maybe, we could have legit won the Stanley Cup every year. Like, we were in contention. Not in contention, but we were always in conversation. And that's... At the end of the day, it's running out. Our all-stars are getting older. And when I looked at the stats, when I saw Sid the top 10 in points, like, that's – we got one guy still buzzing
TK,
around,
you know what
still clicking.
You say, like, when you win two in a row, everything that happens, how tough that is and everything else. But you know what? I'm seeing a team that won two in a row and then played for a third in a row doing it differently. The Lightning just letting Stamkos walk.
And getting Gensel in.
And getting Gensel and getting a little bit younger there, 4 years younger, 5 years younger. Like, I just – I can't help but play hindsight's 2020 and say – should you have let Malkin walk instead of doggedly keeping that core of players together? Uh-oh.
Boys, that's you're putting me on the spot, you know.
I'm just wondering about it,
I like
man.
It, but I don't. You know.
It's tricky. It's a tricky situation.
Well, I think there's a difference between Malkin and Stammer. Stammer is their guy. Like, he was their leader. He's their captain. Where I think Gino... At the end of the day, Gino's behind Sid. Like, if you can never let Sid go. And with them letting Stammer go, and we don't know if it's a money issue or if they're like, you know what, he's not our future. And, like, for Nashville picking him up on a four-year deal, like, that's crazy. And I don't think Gensel has... I think Gensel only has three or four good more years ahead of him, to be honest. I think his last 4 years of his contract are going to be tough years for him because of, you know, the wear and tear of going so far, being on, you know, really good teams. But should we have ever let Malkin go? I guess I'm like Sid and the rest of the guys.
Well, TK, here's what it feels like to me. Stamkos was their guy, and for a long time he was their best player, but now he is very obviously not. It's Kucherov is their best forward. And so they're like, all right, well, you're not our main guy anymore. Kucherov is. He's one of the handful of best players in the entire league.
They still have Vasilevsky.
Yeah, have Vasilevsky. Now you bring in Gensel. It just felt like they made a choice that the Penguins were not willing to even entertain. Like, and get to the table and talk hard about it.
They could have done the move that Tyler talked about. They could have swapped Malkin out for Trocheck.
Right.
They could have done that. That was on the table.
Imagine having Trocheck, McCann, Tanev, Matheson still.
Yeah.
With the Penguins.
Especially McCann and all like, the goals he scored since he left.
Yeah, he just led the team in goals. It's not like we needed him last year, you know. Like,
right.
he would have been a phenomenal guy.
It just feels like we're in TK. I love these conversations because I love how we can trade honest thoughts here. But it just feels like we're entering the dark ages for this team, even with Crosby still there. Like, I don't see shining lights and good things coming up over the hill here. I don't see the cavalry coming to save this team.
The best thing we have is we can still watch Sid play.
Right.
That's the best part of it.
So where do you guys think, in their division, which teams do you think they're better than right now?
Columbus. I'll start there.
They're better than Columbus. I think they're
Philly.
But I don't even know if I'd put the Devils behind them because I could say the Devils had a hiccup last year.
They got Pesci in there, and they got better goaltending now.
Are they better than Carolina?
Yeah, like
no.
The Devils.
Better than the Rangers? No.
No.
Washington just made a big deal.
Washington will be close. Washington's made some big moves in the last 2 days.
Are they better than the Islanders? No. Write them in for 95 points somehow.
Yeah, they get their boring 95 points, but they always get in.
Carolina's lost a lot. Maybe they take a step back. But again, it's close. They're like the third or fourth best team. Best case scenario, Tyler.
Yeah, they still went. Like, would they go second round in the playoffs?
Yeah. Now, they got gutted in free agency the last 2 days. But yeah.
Yep. But they still have their core young guys, you know, they still have their core top guys, you know. That's the sad thing. Like, that's a tough decision. And like, being Kyle Dubas right now, like, I would love to see what his plan is, like his next 4 years, because for a rebuild, it's 5 years out. Like, you're 5 years out of a rebuild, and sometimes drafting high picks is not the way to get out of a rebuild. Like, you know, you're trading, you're doing a little bit of everything. And when's the rebuild? Does it start this year, or has it been the last 2 years? Because I don't think last year was a rebuild.
You traded for Eric Carlson. You went for it last year.
Yeah.
That ain't rebuilding.
Yeah. And it wasn't cheap getting them either. And we didn't make the playoffs last 2 years. Is it where Kyle's like, you know what? We're in a rebuild, but we're not going to say it. We're going to do it, but we're not going to say it to anyone. I don't know. It's such a tough call of the just because of the position in the players that are still there, you know.
And they have no movement clauses. I think Tyler, I think you said the truth. I think they're doing a rebuild, but they're not saying it. They're never going to say it because that's not their image as a franchise. But that is absolutely what they're trying to do.
Well, like, you know, when you don't make a big splash, usually it's kind of means, you know, you're sitting back, letting the cards fall, and we'll see what our next steps are. If you're trading heavily on the draft and going for guys, like, you're trying to win now, and it shows the Penguins aren't right now. You know, they're trying to retool, get younger. You know, it'd be interesting to see who else they go after, like, again, I think we've always talked about this, what they need, and I think one is sandpaper. Like, Bunting can't do it next year, too. Someone's going to grab him and beat the wheels off him. You know, they need someone to help them. They need someone with a little bit of jam. Like, someone said, oh, would Trouba be a good fit here? I'd be like, yeah, he'd be a good fit. We need a guy, you know.
Yes, that person was me who asked you that question, Tyler. Yes, I was the one that was asking you about Trouba.
It's like, we need a guy that's like willing to step up and maybe crank someone once in a while. We need that guy that's going to like run the goalie. You know, like,
well, instead we signed Matt Grzelcyk, who was in the press box for 11 of Boston's 12 playoff games and is 5'9", 175 pounds. This is who we brought in for sandpaper.
But you know what? Kyle had a tough team in Toronto. Like, he had Reeves. He had a pretty tough team. Like, he...
Oh, yeah, we know Mike Sullivan loves Ryan Reeves, though. He's a huge fan of Reeves. Clearly, couldn't wait to just get him in the lineup. There.
That's a good point, Chris. GM and maybe, yeah. Coach. Maybe,
I don't know. I just think they need more sandpaper. Like, if you're going to rebuild, you at least put a team on the ice that's going to be entertaining. You know, I think Bunting is so entertaining to watch him play.
That was a good
pickup.
Always
in the play. He's always, like, just... He's like a Marchand almost, you know, maybe not as skilled, but like he's a pain to be around. And he's like, you know, your buddy that just runs into you just to be a dick. Like, that's him. Like, that's, I love it, you know, like, you know, but who else do we have like that? You know,
I think no one. But we do have Ryan Graves with five years and $4.5 million a year left on his.
I think they're going to give him a chance this year. I think they're going to give him one more sniff. Like, they don't got no choice. But you know,
you just told the truth again. Throw your hands up. This is what we got to do. We signed you.
Yep.
Well, and I do think, guys, after being traded to a team. Like, when I first went to San Jose, I struggled like crazy. I went from here, which was like, honestly, like a military camp, but that's what we won. Like, everything was hard. We followed the rules. We did everything right. I went to San Jose. It was a legit country club, and I couldn't adjust. I literally, like, going to the beach on days off, the boys having fun. Like, I just couldn't adjust to it, and it took me a year or at least a summer getting away from it to be like, all right, this is the team, and this is what I kind of need to do for myself to find my game. So I think he might still find his game. I'm hoping. You know, there's a lot of hoping going on, but I hope he finds his game because we need him, boys. You know, we it sucks not having a team that's kicking butt out there. You know, I'm hoping he turns it around.
Tyler,
you know,
thanks.
Because we need him. Like,
yeah. Absolutely.
Thanks, boys.
We got to run, Tyler. Thank you so much. Great
Thanks,
stuff.
DK.
And maybe we'll talk to you later in the week after some other dominoes fall. You're the best.
And a swing and a bouncer to third. Two hops for Triolo. He's got it. The toss across is true. And the Pirates win the series finale. They hold off the Braves. The final, Pirates 4, Atlanta 2.
Lose 2 out of 3 to the Pirates this weekend. Should have won more. Saturday was a disaster, and we could do a whole show on Saturday's Pirates loss. If not for the start of Penguins free agency, that's probably where most of our show would have been. Saturday's game, the Olivares slide, the lack of hitting, the wasting Skeen start. You did rebound in a game almost no one was able to watch yesterday. Getting a couple home runs, Cruz, which is good, and then Tellez, who's been... he's sad to see the calendar flip over to July with the way he hit in June and salvaged his season. So, yeah, you're losing ground, though, because the Cardinals keep winning. The Padres keep winning. Cubs suck. That's good. Reds stuck where they are. So you're third in the division. But the wild card, it didn't seem or doesn't seem more attainable or achievable after the results of the weekend. Also saw Brian Reynolds' hitting streak go by the wayside. That ended at 25 games.
That had captivated, too, I think, a lot of people. Like, casuals were interested in it, and obviously, I think sports talk callers very interested in it.
Yes, like George in Washington.
Hey, let's get right to it. George in Washington, first up tonight. Hey, George.
Bob, in 1923, Charlie Grimm had a 30-game hitting streak for the Pirates. Do you think that Brian Reynolds is going to break that record?
Well, the way he's swinging the bat now, yes, I expect that to continue, although it gets harder as the days go on.
Bob, I remember Charlie Grimm. He played with Pi Trainer. Hold on, let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better. Bob, what are you doing taking George in Washington? It's Pony.
I know.
How are
you
falling for this again? What is going on here?
You know, what do you want me to do? It's hard enough to do this.
George in Washington?
You know what? We have a lot of other people here. Hey, let me tell you something, Andrew. If I had to go by everybody's name who's on this list right now, I wouldn't take no
call. He did not know it was me because he actually gave the old man, George in Washington, a straightforward answer to the first question.
You did a very good old man voice. I wouldn't have known that was you.
Donnie said he knew right away it was me. He sniffed that out.
So here's what I was looking for. I was driving home because I had just done Bucko Talk before Bob took over. I'm driving home. I hear Bob, you know, he gives like his 12 to 15 minute kind of opening monologue, you know, covering all of his bases. And then he opens up the phones. He goes right to it. He doesn't even wait until the second segment. And he says, we have George in Washington. And I started chuckling in my car. And I'm like, here we go. And it didn't sound like Starkey. I thought that had to be Pony.
I mean, I love that you hit him with the wooden teeth. And then here's the funny thing. Every mannerism of Pony's once he gave up the ruse was just like Starkey. Bob, what are you doing?
Yeah, I tried to
it's
do
it.
It's
me, Pony. It was very good.
Close to the call.
Charlie Grimm.
And I don't think Bob was a fan of it, as you found out last night on the show.
I brought it up to him, and it completely derailed. You know, we taped it yesterday because there was nothing happening live. Completely derailed a segment. I brought it up, and he was like mad but laughing. He got 10 seconds, not even, into the next segment, just fell apart laughing and had to redo it.
I think he has to take some of the responsibility there on a couple of those.
You know what he's got to try to do? But here's the problem for him. Bob
it's
is so
George
polished.
In Washington, and it's a guy doing a voice of a man that's been dead for 200
right.
years.
Yeah, I mean, you like
I crossed the Delaware River to see Charlie Grimm.
Yeah, and you had a rookie producer like Ty Polk was producing on Saturday morning. He's mostly just been training so far. Yeah. So, I mean, kind of easily
on location.
Can get past him. He's probably not thinking about George in Washington. But Pomp's been fooled now a couple of weeks in a row.
Wait till Thomas and Jefferson Hills calls next week.
Yeah, you got to be on alert a little bit. I mean, Abraham and Lincoln Park might be trying to get
James in Monroeville.
How about Grover in Cleveland? You think he might try?
Hey, let's get right to it. George in Washington. First up tonight. Hey, George.
Bob, in 1923, Charlie Grimm had a 30-game hitting streak for the Pirates. Do you think that Brian Reynolds is going to break that record?
And I think Bob was afraid to just hang up on him, because what if it is just an old man?
He's
what
got
if it's
a,
just a nice old man
I
calling
know.
In,
well, I think
remembering
he was,
Pirates glory days, and wanted Bob's
opinion?
Educated,
on Brian Reynolds.
Expert opinion on
so
it.
So
I think
why he was actually mad was this has gotten into his head. And he's now, I think he didn't take a call from somebody who had like a Harry in Harrison City type of thing. And he's like, that's got to be another spoof. And maybe Ty just put it through. And I think he might have gotten like a message from somebody saying, hey, I was waiting for a long time and you never got to me. And that was why. You know what he's got to do?
Maybe I called back as Harry in Harrison City. And then when I didn't.
Well, that's what I think he might have been worried about. Yeah.
And then when he didn't pick up, I wrote the email to really get in his head.
Now that would be next level. Borderline mean. I think he's got to do this. I think if he thinks one got through, he's got to put it on the line and then not take it seriously. Like, immediately cut you off. Like, that one, if there, if he had said, all right, is it Pony? Is it Starkey? Is it Malzy? Then he catches you in the act. Like a cat burglar.
I would have... the number of times this has happened to him, anytime I get a presidential name or a silly name, I'm thinking that it's a spoof call.
What if I called in as John in Adams Township, which is just right up in Mars?
I wouldn't, on that show, I'd take it, but I would be like, all right, I know what's going
alert.
On here.
So here's another tough one. I don't know if this guy called Bob on Saturday, but we have gotten calls before from a guy named John in Kennedy, and he's a legit caller.
I know. See, that's what makes it very
difficult. And Bob's afraid to take John in Kennedy now?
He probably will be. I mean, if a John in Kennedy called in,
I would automatically be thinking, I've got another spoof on my hands. Grover in Cleveland is an all-timer. I mean, Bill and Clinton. Didn't Joe do that one already? Did he do Bill and Clinton?
He called in, but then he hung up. He couldn't go through with it.
You have no such troubles with that.
I do not. No.
Gerald in Ford City?
That's a good one, too.
Fanny in Butler is joining us right now. What's up, Fanny?
Hold on. This is the best part. There's a town in Penn Township, Butler County, called Nixon. Richard in Nixon, PA. I think if you're the one doing these spoofs, like if I were to do that one I'd explain to Ty or whatever producer, I'd say, yeah, I'm from a town called Nixon. It's up in Butler County. You can look it up. I'm not a spoof artist or whatever. Then I'd immediately jump into Richard Nixon.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.